I'm John Osier with a No Rules edition of the Ozone Mailbag. And David from Ponte Vedra, Florida writes, no playoffs now. Oh no! Where do we go from here? Well, the playoffs talk was great. We got to break down a few scenarios. Always good December fun. That ended Sunday when Miami beat New England. But you know what? So what? The team never talked about it. They're trying to get better and build a foundation. That continues the last 2 weeks. Now, Steve from Philadelphia writes, only 7 more days till Krimma! Now, Gordon from Oakland, California writes, what's the most improved area on the Jaguars this season? Well, I'd say offensive line. The Jaguars couldn't run during September. They didn't run for more than 100 yards in any of the first 10 games of the season. They've done it the last 4 games. And they did it Sunday without Maurice Jones-Drew. That's improvement. Now, Andrew from Phoenix, Arizona writes, all right, we're halfway through December. At this point, it's pretty much no workout, hit the break room, snacks hard, full-on backslide until after the bowl games for you, isn't it? You gonna finish that muffin?
Let's do it.
Now, Matt from Orlando, Florida writes, you talked a lot about the Jaguars building a foundation this season. What's the one thing that makes you think that foundation has been built? Well, I'd say resiliency. In the past, when bad things happened to this team, a lot more bad things followed. This season, and especially since the bye, that hasn't been the case. Gus Bradley talks about this team taking a punch. It's starting to be able to do that. That may not be the entire foundation, but it's a start. Now, James from Clearwater, Florida writes, Crema? Crema! Now, Chris from St. Augustine writes, why not just shut guys like Maurice Jones-Drew down? And why even play Chad Henne anymore? Why not just give the young guys a shot? Well, this is a pretty common refrain these days. Gus Bradley's all about playing young players, but he's more about the right guys playing. That means guys who have earned it. The Jaguars are still building this, and they're still trying to get better. That's the focus. And when that's the focus, you play your best players. Now, Lauren from Tampa, Florida writes, looking forward to Christmas, Ozone? Now, Hugh from Altamont Springs, Florida writes, Denard Robinson just has to hold on to the ball, doesn't he? Well, yes, and he gets that. The Jaguars like Robinson, and they believe in his talent. But if he's going to be on the field, that has to get fixed. Now, Greg from Jacksonville writes, I hear you made an appearance at the Bold City Brigade tailgate Sunday. That can shake a guy up. You okay? And more importantly, will you ever go back? Well, I indeed made an appearance at the Bold City Brigade tailgate on Sunday. The experience won't soon be forgotten. Fear, hats, beards, all were involved. You probably have to see it to believe it. But even then, even with pictures and video, only those of us who were there would truly understand. Will I go back? Yeah. Oh, yeah.